Most of the Midwest will see rather tranquil weather over the coming week, and temperatures are likely to gradually turn a little bit warmer. We don't expect it to last very long, though, because there'll be some reinforcing shots of cool air coming along as well. The forecast does not generate any large-scale storm systems for about a week, but at the end of next week into the following weekend, we will have a chance for a new storm system to form in the western United States that will have influence on the Midwest starting about that time and continuing out towards the middle part of the month. That storm system right now looks a little bit over-intense, but we think we'll see it still evolve. It'll probably be a weaker event that will impact the northern portions of the plains and the upper Midwest during that second weekend of the two-week forecast, and then a reinforcing shot of storminess will likely develop with a second low that may form down in the delta or southeastern parts of Texas and then move across towards the northeast, which would impact some of the lower eastern Midwest. It's still highly speculative, though, and what I just described is not in the computer forecast models. It's just something that tends to happen in the pattern that we're going into, so it's something we'll keep an eye on. Nevertheless, our weather will stay tranquil in this first week of the outlook, and because of that, we'll likely see a good opportunity for drier conditions to occur across portions of the Midwest that dealt with a lot of storminess from the remnants of Hurricane Sandy recently, and that will likely firm the soil and maybe get some of the late-season fieldwork back underway across a part of that region. We do expect the temperatures across a big part of the Midwest to be a bit on the mild to cool side, I guess, for a little bit of time longer here, but we will eventually see some warming ahead of that larger storm system coming up late next week. The highs here over these next several days will likely be 40s and lower 50s across a big part of the region. There may be a couple of spots in the far northwest that will likely be a little bit cooler, and there'll be a few locations in the southwest that will probably get up into some 60 and maybe near 70 degree readings towards the middle part of next week. Again, that storm system that's going to brew in the plains and portions of the western Corn Belt will come along a week from now, and so most of the Midwest will have to go into a warming mode and encounter a little bit of wind before that storm system arrives, and that should begin to evolve in the second half of next week. We'll likely see a lot of 50 and 60 degree readings in the northern parts of the Midwest, maybe 60s and 70s in the south. Wouldn't surprise me at all to see an extreme around 80 degrees if the storm is as intense as the forecast models have it today. Well, the precipitation prospects as that event approaches will be fairly high, but it's still up for great debate how significant it might be. Most of the fieldwork across the Midwest is already winding down, so the impact of a storm that's a week to 8 or 9 days away will probably be very small, since a large part of the remaining crop that needs to be harvested will probably be out of the fields by that point in time. In hard red winter wheat country, we're expecting to see dry weather prevail also over this coming week. The storm that's going to be impacting that region has a fairly high potential of missing the high plains region from West Texas into southwestern Nebraska, and including western Kansas. There's increasing concern about the ongoing dryness in some of the central portions of wheat country, and we'll need to continue to watch the event fairly closely, but I don't have a lot of faith we're going to see a large volume of precipitation in that particular region. In the meantime, down in South America, the forecast remains about as it was yesterday. Argentina's weather will see a very good mix of rain and sunshine over the coming week, with a lot of the excess moisture that's built up in recent weeks abating. And in southern Brazil, Rio Grande do Sul will also see a net drying bias for the next week. Everybody else will likely see an increase in shower and thunderstorm activity, but there's a chance that portions of center-south Brazil will not do very well. And by that, I'm referring to places like southern Minas Gerais, São Paulo, and maybe the northeastern corner of Paraná. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.